Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360. They can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto, while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Birds lose the opener last night. All right, you still want to win more than you lose. And, you know, unfortunately for the Orioles, it's been 4 out of 5 in the L column. But Kyle Bradish is coming back tonight and here to talk about that and more from the Baltimore Banner. He's on the Window Nation guest hotline. Kyle Goon. Kyle, what's up?
What's up, guys? How you doing?
Doing all right. And, Kyle, we'll start with Tomo Sugano. Gave up 2 home runs. Hadn't given up a homer in, what, 100-plus batters faced, and Anthony got him lead off the game, and then Duran went Manos DiPietro's in the center field, which turned out to be the difference in said game. After a rough patch where the earned run average was over 8, he has really settled down and pitched well. Kind of leads all rookie starters in a lot of stats there. What about Sugano? And we'll get into who's next with the extensions and such. But what about Sugano? How much has he done this year to at least entice Mike Elias to offer him a contract? And would he be inclined to stick around if it's a fair offer?
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, Sugano came in. Obviously, he's different than most rookies, 35 years old. His success is really kind of a razor thin margin. It has everything to do with his command. Also, I would point out that Sugano, his games without giving up a home run, you might see some correlation to his really good success with Adley Rutschman being healthy. And then, you know, Samuel Bisaio's catching him last night, obviously a rookie catcher, and some of the things go a little differently. So I think Sugano was one of the guys who was very complimentary of Adley and his ability to call a game, and probably benefited a lot from Adley being healthy. And now that Adley's back on the IL, maybe he's seeing some things. But, you know, it's hard to read ahead exactly what the front office needs to do because there's so much they have to do with rotation in general. I think Sugano's probably back in line because he's probably, you know, a 4 or 5 starter in the rotation next year. The Orioles need what they do what they need to do. So I think there's a lot of balls in the air to see if Sugano has a future next year with the club.
Well, the one guy that has certainly earned some sort of accolades could be the Orioles MVP when it's all said and done this year is Trevor Rogers. And Kyle, let's go back a year ago. A lot of people think I was one of them. Because he didn't pitch well when the Orioles got him from the Marlins. And we didn't know Stowers was going to be an all-star, and Norby was their starting second baseman this year before he got hurt. But, I mean, he got sent to the minors. I mean, this is the big acquisition to help the Orioles win the division, and he was bad. Then he made his first start this year in Boston, got sent back to the minors. But, boy, has he been brilliant since. As you know, you see it all the time. What about him getting that contract extension. A guy that went from, boy, the Orioles got fleeced in this trade, to a dude that is having the greatest run we've seen from an Orioles pitcher ever in his first 13 starts of his season.
Yeah, it's kind of amazing that you're saying that. I will die on the hill that the cost of Trevor not being good for a year was pretty rough in the trade. But at the same time, I mean, the way he's come back, like you said, it's like no other Orioles starter ever. And I don't think anyone, I don't even think Mike Elias, if you gave him true serum, could have imagined the success that Trevor Rogers has had this year. So, yeah, I mean, I think he should be, I mean, at this point, he seems like the most logical person to extend. And, you know, his extension will look different than Basayo's, because Basayo basically mostly got bought out of his arbitration years, right? And Trevor Rogers, I believe, is scheduled to be a free agent after 2026. So you'd start, you know, paying him real money if you give him an extension. So we're probably talking hundreds of millions of dollars at a certain point. So that will be a test for ownership to see if, hey, you can do the deal with the guy if it's relatively cheap and you're buying out his arbitration years. I mean, $67 million is not like nothing to sneeze at, but at the same time, it's not free agent money. So what you're trying to do with Trevor Rogers is take him off the free agent market, and that's just a different level of money. So that will be up to David Rubenstein and his group to see if how serious they are. But I think it makes a lot of sense. I mean, the Orioles believe in Trevor Rogers, invest a lot in him. And I think it makes a lot of sense to come to the table and be like, hey, look at all we poured into you. You're back. We want you to be an Oriole for a long time.
And now, Kyle, we know Gunnar's going to be worth millions and millions and millions of dollars when he hits free agency. But, you know, Adley's that dude as well as he approaches arbitration. But Bob Nightingale, not to make it all about me and Bob have been doing radio together for 25 years, USA Today. And Adley's going to be the most attractive trade chip. He'd be shocked if he's in an Orioles uniform to start 2026. So where's Bob getting this information from? And, I mean, are we just connecting Basayo dots to Adley? I mean, you know, he's going to be looking for a big deal. Is there any traction, perhaps, to a guy that just a year ago was the foundation piece to the organization? Now, just like that, possibly on the move?
I mean... And I don't want to cast any doubt on Bob or his sources, but I don't think that fortune has turned quite on that dime. I mean, again, when, as you're sort of alluding, when Adley is healthy and he's producing, this team wins. And, you know, as I also said a few minutes ago with Sugano, I mean, the way he catches and calls games is just better than Samuel Basayo. I think there's more questions about Basayo's future at catcher than there is about Adley's, to be honest, right now. So, but maybe Basayo is the catcher of the future, but he's certainly not necessarily the catcher of 2026. And they're still trying him at first and still going to do things with him. He's catching right now because Adley's hurt. I think if Adley was healthy, the balance would look a little different. So I don't think the Orioles have given up on Adley as a long-term catcher for this team, even though they've signed Basayo to a long-term deal. And his correlation with winning at the big league level is better demonstrated than Basayo's right now. And if you're going to contend in 2026, I think it helps to have Adley in the lineup. I think it helps to have him behind the plate. He enhances your pitching lineup, and a lot of guys – did really well when Adley was behind the plate. So I just don't think it's over at all. And I think if you're trying to win next year, it makes more sense to me to have Adley on your team than not.
Kyle Goon, Baltimore Banner, joining us here. Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan, Orioles, Red Sox tonight, 6:35. Camden Yards, Kyle Bradish going to make his first start since last June 14th, to be exact. And he was pitching great that day before the elbow finally conked out on him. And we talk about 2026. A healthy Bradish is going to be key to the Orioles getting back to where we expected they would be this year. But this season, just him coming back and being effective and healthy, what does it do for the clubhouse? And obviously, what does it do for Mike Elias's plans this offseason for his road?
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Tate.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's huge. And I remember that game when he went out. It was a great series with the Phillies. Great game, great start to the game. Very dramatic game, and then he goes out with his elbow injury, which obviously was just, you know, dramatic, heart wrenching, all those things. So it's great. I mean, it's almost like we haven't thought about him for a year but he was sort of the foundational semi-homegrown ace of the staff at one point. And I think, you know, if he can find being close to that again, I mean, him and Trevor Rogers at the start of your rotation is pretty fearsome. So I don't know if Kyle needs to be an ace for the rest of this year, but if he kind of finds competitive form and works out the kinks and just gets a head start into 2026, that's a huge advantage for this team, a huge mental boost. I mean, the youth movement in the roster, I think, has really propelled this team for the last few weeks, and it's been really great to see.
Hey, Kyle, do you think Jackson Holliday's hit that rookie wall a little bit?
I mean, a little. I just don't think he's necessarily dipped too far below what I expected for a kid in his second year, and I think at certain points, he's been one of the Orioles' most consistent guys. I just think baseball, you hit some dips. I think, obviously, everyone would like to see him have a little more power. I think everyone would like to see him get on base a little bit more than he does. But I don't think it's so dramatic that we should be wringing our hands too much. I mean, Jackson has been more consistent than a lot of guys this year. And more importantly, he's been healthy.
Kyle Goon, Baltimore Banner, what's happening on the website on this Turn Up Tuesday?
Yeah, we got a story from Andy Koska on the terrible messages that Cade Povich got from gamblers and just the troubling rise of that. So if you can tell your listeners, police yourselves before you DM players about your parlays. Leave them alone. We don't need any more of that. We don't need any more horror stories about people DMing rude things to Orioles players, and I would like to see less of that personally.
Well, you know, sports fans and gamblers are always the most rational people, Kyle, as you're aware at this point in time. Kyle, appreciate it. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks.
There's Kyle Goon, everybody. We'll come back, take your phone calls at 410-583-1057. Talk to Nolan a little bit more. Nate Davis, USA Today. His NFL record predictions came out a couple of weeks ago. He thinks highly of the Ravens. Who's on the opposite end of that spectrum?
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360. They can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto, while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.